Ride Pattern Energy, for 90s rave flavor. Intermediate Ableton Live Lesson. Let's go. Today we're building one of the most underrated engines in 90s jungle and drum and bass, the Ride Pattern. Not just some top end, but actual momentum. That skittery, slightly chaotic, always forward ride layer is what turns a clean break into a rolling rave machine. We're going to do this with stock Ableton tools, and the goal is simple, fast, swung, human, a bit rude, but still controlled in a modern mix. You'll end up with a ride system you can reuse for intros, drops, breakdowns, and those classic energy lifts. Set your project tempo somewhere in a 165 to 175 zone. I'll use 172 BPM so we're firmly in that DNB lane. Before we even touch the ride, set the context so it makes sense. Create a basic drum foundation first. One track with a break, like an Amen or a Think, or any chopped break you like. Optional second track for kick and snare reinforcement. And then a third track that will be our ride layer. Keep that ride separate from your break. This is important. In the classic workflow, the break has its own personality, and the layered tops are what you play to control energy without destroying the break. Now, step 1. Choose a ride that screams rave. You've got two broad flavors. A tighter, metallic ride that reads as fast and aggressive, or a longer, washy ride with a tail which can sound huge, but can also clutter your mix if you're not careful. In Ableton, create a MIDI track and load Simpler. Drop in your ride sample. In Simpler, set it to classic mode. Set voices to 1. That mono behavior helps keep it old school and focused. It also stops messy overlap. Choose trigger instead of gate if you want consistent tails even on short MIDI notes. And trim the start a tiny bit forward if the sample has a flabby front edge. You want the stick to speak quickly. Quick tuning tip. Transpose the ride up or down by 1 to 3 semitones until it sits above the snare crack without fighting it. This is one of those tiny move, massive result moments. If your ride and snare live in the same bite zone, it'll feel harsh no matter what you do later. Step 2. Program the core grid, then humanize it. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Start simple. Put the ride on all 16 THS. Every step, full engine mode. Now the trick is, don't leave it as a typewriter. Open your groove pool and try swing 16-57 or swing 16-59. Those are classic feeling swings for this vibe. Apply the groove to the ride clip. Set timing somewhere around 20-35%. Set velocity around 10-20%. Set random around 5-10%. This gives you that slight lurch, that forward lean, without turning it into drunken shuffle. Now we add accent logic, because accents are where the rave attitude lies. Bring up hits on beats 2 and 4. That's your classic drive. Then add extra push on the AF 2 and the AF 4. That late 16th right before the next beat, that's urgency. That's the feeling of the loop trying to run ahead of itself. Use velocities as a starting point like this. Main 16 THS around 55 to 75. Accents around 85 to 105. Ghosts, when we add them, around 25 to 45. And here's a coach note. Think in weight versus speed. A convincing 90s ride layer is often quieter than you think. The perceived intensity comes from transient definition and consistent presence, not from blasting level. If it feels frantic but not painful, you're in the pocket. Step 3. Ghost rides. Motion without harshness. Extend your clip to 2 bars, or duplicate it so you have a little phrasing space. Now add ghost hits that answer the snare. A classic move is placing a low velocity hit just after the snare lands, on a 16th grid. That might be a step or two after beat 2, and similarly after beat 4. The point is, it feels like the ride is reacting to the backbeat. You can also use occasional 30-second doubles, but treat them like spice. Twitch the grid to 1/32. Add a single double near the end of a phrase, like the last beat of bar 2, to whip into the loop restart. Keep these ghosts quiet. They should be felt more than heard. If you clearly hear da-da-da-da as a new melody on top, you've overdone it. Step 4. Build ride states for arrangement. This is how you stop 16th note fatigue. Classic records evolve the top layer constantly, even when the main drums feel repetitive. Make 3 ride clips. Clip A. Closed, for intro or breakdown. Use 8 THS only. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Lower velocities, around 40 to 70. Less swing, maybe 10-15% timing. Clip B, rolling, for your default drop. 16 THS, timing swing 20-35%, moderate accents. Clip C, rave peak. 16 THS plus occasional 30-second doubles. Slightly higher velocities, but be careful. Louder velocity doesn't have to mean louder in a mix. We want intensity, not volume creep. Add a tiny pitch envelope and simpler for bite. Pitch and the mount around 3 to 8. Decay around 80 to 140 milliseconds. That little tink edge is very sampler era. Arrangement idea. Run closed for the first 16 bars with filtered breaks, then rolling for the main drop section, and then bring in peak for a 16-bar lift or the second drop. And one of the most powerful tricks, drop the rides out for one or two beats right before a phrase change. That moment of silence makes the return feel like it hits harder, even if nothing got louder. Silence is the heaviest EQ. Step 5. Process the ride like it's from a sampler era, but still mix ready. Here's a solid stock chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 250 to 450 Hz with a steep slope to clear mud. If it's harsh, cut a bit around 6 to 9 kHz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, moderate Q. Optional, a tiny shelf at 10 to 12 kHz, 1 or 2 dB, but only if it actually needs air. Don't boost out of habit. Second, saturator, analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is a big part of the old hardware presence illusion. It helps quieter hits stay audible without you turning the track into razor hiss. Third, drum bus, but subtle. Drive about 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Use damp to tame fizz. If you need more stick definition, transients up around plus 5 to plus 15. Rides get painful fast, so if you're wincing, back it off and solve harshness with EQ and dynamics instead. Fourth, compressor for control, not pumping. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient can still poke through. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds or auto. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction at most. Fifth, a tiny room reverb. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 20 milliseconds. Low cut 400 to 800 Hz. High cut 8 to 12 kHz. Mix about 5 to 12% or do it on a return. The vibe is small rave room, not cathedral cymbal wash. Step 6. Glue it to the brake. This is the move. To get that tops riding the brake feeling, lightly sidechain the ride from the snare. Put a compressor after your saturation or after drum bus. Turn on sidechain. Input is your snare track, or the brake track if the snare lives there. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds. And aim for just 1 to 2 dB of reduction on the snare hits. This is not EDM pumping. This is just making space so the snare punches through, and the ride feels like it belongs to the same drummer. Extra coach note here. Lock the ride to the snare pocket, not the grid. If your brake snare is a few milliseconds early or late, nudge your ride accents to lean the same way, maybe plus or minus 5 to 12 milliseconds. That's one of the fastest ways to create the illusion that your layered tops are part of the original loop. Step 7. Controlled chaos. Microvariation. This is where you go from good loop to authentic record. Slightly randomize velocities, plus or minus 5 to 10. Vary note lengths a little so not every hit is identical. Nudge a few notes late by 3 to 8 milliseconds, but not everything. Just a handful. Or increase groove random to 8 to 15% for peak sections. Automation trick. In the last 4 bars of a 16-bar phrase, automate saturator drive up by 1 or 2 dB. That reads like rising intensity without you grabbing the fader. In breakdowns, automate a high shelf down slightly to close the curtains. One more essential coach move, check mono. Put utility on the ride track and set width to 0% temporarily. If it grooves in mono, you're golden. A lot of classic records feel huge with surprisingly narrow tops. Width is dessert, not the main meal. And think about velocity as tone selection, not just loudness. If your sample supports it, map velocity to filter cutoff and simpler with a small range, so louder hits get slightly brighter. That creates natural phrasing. Accents don't just get louder, they get more metal. Now quick common mistakes to avoid. If every hit is the same velocity, it'll sound like a MIDI typewriter. Fix with accents, groove, and tiny randomness. If you boost too much 10 to 12 kHz, the ride turns into white noise razors. Use saturation and presence in the 2 to 5 kHz region instead, very gently. If your reverb is too long, it smears the brake and kills punch. Keep it short and filtered. If you never change ride states, constant 16THS get fatiguing. Use 8THS, rolling, and peak clips. And if your brake is already bright, layering a bright ride on top can get brittle. High pass the ride, and consider taming the brake's top end slightly if needed. If you want darker or heavier DNB flavor, here are a few upgrades. Band limit the ride with autofilter, low pass around 10 to 14 kHz with a gentle slope. Instant pirate radio tone. Try parallel dirt. Send to a return with heavy saturator, then EQ to high pass around 600 hz and notch any harsh zone. Blend quietly. If you want a tiny unstable metal feel, use very subtle modulation like chorus ensemble or shifter before saturation. Keep it almost imperceptible. And if your reese is heavy around 1 to 3 kHz, carve a small dip in the ride around 2 to 4 kHz so the bass growl stays dominant. Alright, mini practice exercise. Give yourself 15 to 20 minutes. Build a 32 bar loop with drums and bass. Create 3 ride clips. Closed, rolling, rave peak. Apply swing 16-57 or 16-59 with timing 25%, velocity 15%, random 8%. Add the snare side chain for 1 to 2 dB ducking. Arrange it like this. Bars 1 to 8 closed. Bars 9 to 24 rolling, bars 25 to 32 rave peak, and add 1/1/32 double right at the end of bar 32 to sling you back to the top. Then export a quick bounce and listen at low volume. If the ride still leads as hiss at low volume, don't turn it down first. First, check 8 to 10 kHz harshness or slightly reduce high shelf. If the pulse disappears at low volume, add a tiny bit of presence around 2 to 5 kHz instead of boosting only the air band. Recap. The 90s rave ride feel is swing, accents, and micro variation, not just fast notes. Build arrangement state so energy evolves. 8 THz to 16 THz to peak. Process with a clean but gritty chain. Eq, saturation, a touch of shaping, light compression, tiny room. Blue it with subtle snare side chain and pocket line timing. And for darker styles, control the top end with band limiting and phrase discipline. If you tell me your tempo and whether you're using an amen, think, or a cleaner two-step style, I can suggest a specific two-bar ride pattern with exact step positions and a velocity map that locks into your snare pocket.